Well, so you already said you guys were on this trail here, trail number 8.
Trail number 8. Yeah, we start the trail breaking in March. Mm-hmm. But minus 20, minus 25, and we're still heading out there. We first start breaking it.
Do you guys stay on that same trail the whole season?
Yeah, we stayed the same trail, kept working on it. Mm-hmm. Until we pulled out, May 15, May 16th, somewhere on there.
Mm-hmm. Was that because of the ice conditions? Or?
No, when they started onboarding.
Okay.
And then after that, the ice came in and kind of shut it down somewhat. Mm-hmm. But then the first time we had seen almost 4.5 weeks of a southwest wind blowing. Mm-hmm. That's for the first in my lifetime.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys encounter the same slush ice out here that everyone else was up in here?
Our
at
slush,
the edge?
It went away.
The Mogulik.
Mogulik, we had a little bit, but it went away. Mm-hmm. The ones that are farther north to the out toward Norway and whatnot had a lot of Mogulik, and we had a lot of good ice. I mean, you've been out there, you've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so how would you describe the ice along the trail? Like the
our
quality
trail,
of the ice?
Our trail was good. It was solid. Mm-hmm. All the way down. There was one spot where the ice had opened up and closed and refroze. Mm-hmm. And people were trying to say that Mogulik, it's not. Mogulik is a finely crushed ice that's breaks. If it warms up, the bottom is going to get eaten by the current, and mm-hmm. it's finely crushed powder ice. That's Mogulik. Mm-hmm. That's what they had up here. They had both of us bring those whales up.
Yeah.
But over here, we didn't have any. We were pretty solid.
Yeah.
On the edge, we had about between 4 and 5 feet of first year ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually thought, because I was out on your trail twice, and mm-hmm. I didn't, it seemed pretty solid to me.
Yeah, it was solid. Our trail was solid.
Were there any cracks that you guys were concerned about?
The only crack that came up was by the Y here, after we hit that southwest wind, and it got real, it picked up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Then we had then when she started breaking, we had a crack. It came from over here, from the pressure. This way, come in. It opened up about that much and stopped.
Okay.
We put a marker on it. Mm-hmm. Down the grid, right by the just by the Y here. But it never went anywhere.
Yeah. Were you guys camped on this side of that?
We camped on the other side of it. Mm-hmm. And then we moved back this side.
Yeah.
But nothing ever materialized.
Because this ice pretty much stuck around the whole season, right?
Yeah, this was ice. This is free because this side you will get the blunt of the ice moving north. Mm-hmm. Over here from Olekpat and Nunavak, you never get the, it doesn't hit hard. Mm-hmm. From Barrow, just this side of Barrow, here it hits hard right here. It will come in because of the curvature, it hits hard here. Then she is going to grind, and she starts going. It starts going in circles, and she loosens up as she goes farther toward Nubuk.
Yeah.
But you get most pressure ridges right from around here this way.
Yeah. Were there many? A lot of grounded ridges down in this area.
Yeah, down here we were. You can see them.
Yeah, they're just
those. You see the grounded ridges.
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm trying to do with the data set that we fly to was look at how the ice, how it varies from the beach out to the lead, how that really contributes to the ice being stable. Did you guys consider it pretty stable from a grounding standpoint beyond like the first layer ridges?
Down this way, because where the pressures were formed, they were formed from this way. Mm-hmm. So they were grounded, and they're solid. If the pressure ridges are formed from this way, it's not solid.
Hmm. Okay. So you mean these ridges here that were kind of going...
Yeah, this way.
The line this way?
Yeah, line this way.
Those are solid.
Huh. They're solid.
Okay. So like this here?
Mm-hmm. Okay. These were the early ones, you know, they were formed early.
Right.
It was solid. They never moved. For a long time, we were just camping right out here by the number 8.
Mm-hmm.
When the ice come in, we were about a mile off, mile in, and just staying there watching it. We'd see some of it would come off a little bit at a time, but and once I were out here, we didn't have any flat spots.
Yeah.
By Gnarl.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pressure ridges.
And so what was the main reason that you guys decided actually to put your trail down there? Was it the
no,
ice condition?
This from Nuuk to the bridge, top of the World Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
When the because you get a narrow channel here. Narrow channel of opening.
Yeah.
So when the wind shifts, that closes quick.
Mm-hmm.
Where over here, it takes a long time for the ice to come in.
Mm-hmm.
But over here, because of the way the ice is set up, the channel narrows toward Nuuk here.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets over here, and she starts widening.
Okay, so you have more open water.
The polar pack, it comes in over this way. You get more open water, and it don't hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, you're all going to look out whether the ice is going to be coming in when the herd shifts to the southwest, whether it's going to bring the ice in, or it's going to grind mm-hmm. along the edge and open up. So normally from the top of the World Bridge or to the Gnarl, from there she'll start opening up.
Mm-hmm.
And this comes from a small channel.
Yeah. So you guys probably did see a lot more whales down there this year.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of whales. Back in April, the first part of April, we were seeing young whales traveling.
Yeah. Well, the day I went out on your trail, I can't recall who it was I spoke to at your camp, but we went out there and saw quite a few whales. A ways mm-hmm. off, but there's a lot of open water.
Mm-hmm.
When I think things were closed up there.
We used to go out toward Gnarl, but... And by the shooting station, by picking up. You need to be on a constant alert. You can have a northeast wind, 5-10 knots blowing, and the current is so strong it's going to close.
Mm-hmm.
Or the big pants of ice heading west from the point will get hit real close to the sure fast ice out there. From picking up to Gnarl.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hop you close.
Yeah. And so if the currents down here are weaker, you said?
It's weaker.
Yeah.
A lot weaker than what's up there farther north.
Mm-hmm.
Just that 6 mile spread can make a lot of difference out there.
Yeah. That's kind of, that's what Joe and I were just talking about. He was saying that a lot of times, you know, it's much calmer down here.
It is.
That's actually important to us, just to understand how you do have huge differences over kind of a short distance.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see a lot more ridges up here and a lot more grounding.
A lot.
But I guess you need a lot more up here
mm-hmm.
to keep it in place.
Well, it's deep here also. This is a lot shallower than over here.
Mm-hmm.
So when the ridges ground over here, they're there to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But these ridges form early here.
This one's close to the beach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it common to have ridges this close to the beach down here
mm-hmm.
in Napa?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'd only been down there a few times. Well, just the last couple of years, I'd been down in Napa each year and saw. I thought I had seen ridges kind of in the same spot.
They're almost in the same spot every year where the first ridges are formed here.
Yeah.
Always in the same general area. But over here, this can be almost all the way up sometimes. With a little flat spot in between the pressure ridges.
Yeah. Well, how would you describe, was there anything unique or striking about the ice cover off barrel this year that was, it was different, or at least just the most important?
Yeah, well, the thing is that we didn't have any glacier ice. Mm-hmm. We might have seen one small glacier ice in here somewhere, but it was hard to get at.
Yeah.
Just a small, I'd say about maybe 20, 30 feet diameter.
Mm-hmm.
But you could just see, because it's from the pressure ridges, all the pressure ridges are ragged.
Yeah.
This one was smooth.
Yeah, I saw quite a bit of that up. I went up here one day with Roy Malik, and we saw a bunch of that glacier ice.
Mm-hmm. And it was one run off Norrell. I mean, off Rollerville.
Mm-hmm.
The one that right in front of Napa. So that's where we got our ice water from.
Yeah. So it would be typical to find it down here too.
Oh yes.
More scattered.
No, they scatter all the way up and down the coastline, but not this year.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that was one of the questions I had, because, you know, it's frustrating actually to read some science reports that I have, and they say there's no more multi-year ice around, but it's there. It's just
there
they can't see. You can't see it in these images.
No, you can't see it from
you
from
need
the
to actually get from out there.
From satellite photos. You ain't going to see it, Pete. It'll be ice is ice.
Yeah, it looks the same.
Unless they're looking at the density of the ice all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is.
They can tell the difference between salt-free ice and salted ice, and then you can see it.
They're trying to. It's kind of one of the things that people are working on, but they haven't achieved it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, normally up here you're going to get a lot of all the year ice all the way out here and there.
Yeah.
All the way around. And there was one out here in front of Narro.
Mm-hmm.
On Savoy's Trail, close to Savoy's Trail. He had a glacier ice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw some small pieces on this trail here, which
mm-hmm.
I guess was
Narro's Trail.
Yeah, we saw a few small pieces.
Mm-hmm. They weren't no big pieces; they were small.
Yeah.
Look at that. Michael Jackson has died.
Really? Wow. It's a pretty young guy too. Well, I don't know how old he is, but.
He's 50.
Must be in his 50s, yeah.
He's 50 years old.
Huh. That's him.
He went in cardiac arrest and then.
Wouldn't doubt if someone like him took his own life, drug
mm-hmm.
or something. He's pretty reclusive.
Okay, what else do you want to know about the ice?
Well. Trying to think. Well, just in general, I guess. Well, one of the things I'm trying to fully learn is what are the most important things you look at when you actually are trying to decide when to get off the ice, when it's unsafe. What are the different stages that the ice goes through when it's transitioning from safe ice to unsafe ice?
When you're looking at it. When as the season goes on and starts warming up, is the ice makeup. As the year goes on and it freezes and the pressure ridges are formed, what's in between the pressure ridges and also what's how the ice is, you walk it either side. You get a lot of thin ice, you have potholes that are going to form early,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to cross that to get out to the open league. We've actually had ice that people that weren't watching, thinking they can skip hop over it and lose their snow machines in the past.
Yeah.
So the ice makeup is fully solid. If it's not solid, like you have Sikulia that was formed, young ice is very, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
When the ice comes in, it takes a while before it to buckle.
Yeah.
When versus a you've got 4 or 5 foot thick of ice, it's going to get real quick.
Shatter.
Because the elasticity on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Young ice will have give.
Yeah.
Like elastic.
Mm-hmm.
But the ice conditions and the ice is forming and the thickness of the pressure ridges in there form. Tell me it's going to be there for quite a while. And if it's 2 to 3 feet thick, I don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a foot thick pressure ridges, and we have the winter had all that cold. I know it's not going to be that thick.
Yeah.
And also, there's a lot of snow. There's been a lot of snow on top of the ice. It forms insulation. So it's going to get thick.
Mm-hmm. I think it was last year that I think a lot of people that I spoke to were referring to the warm water.
Warm water.
Comes up and melts.
Oh, yeah.
The cracks.
When you get the west wind, ice are going to melt. It'll be there before the wind shifts.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it. You can hear it coming at you.
Yeah.
Twice last year, we heard it. The current has shifted. You hear that? It's like a low humming sound. Slowly coming at you.
The current.
Current. From out there. From out here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's slowly coming in. And when she hits, she go in, and any of the flows coming will get sucked under.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can feel that water, it's warm.
You guys can feel the difference?
You can see and feel the difference.
Yeah. Does that, I've heard a lot of people say it melts the cracks out, but what about the that slush, the Mogollick, is it?
In Mogollick, you eat it real quick.
Yeah.
On the Mogollick, it'll take it to get it soft. And you walk on top of it, you'll fall through. And you better have a walking stick when you're falling through. Because just with your weight alone, you go right through it.
Yeah.
When you're walking on Mogollick, you better have a walking stick with you.
Yeah.
You can put that down and put your weight on it and stop.
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out. Anything else there? Just trying to. Well, I guess the last question I had was in regards to that glacier ice again. When you do see it scattered about, what are the main advantages that you associate with that ice?
The only thing I research with the glacier ice is that if it's close to the open lead, the whale is going to come right toward it. It's like a magnet to the whale. It's bright. Mm. It's deep, and it's to us it's like a snow white, a pure white object you're looking at. And the whales love to go through it because you're going to have maybe plankton and whatnot underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
So they also went close to that glacier ice.
Hmm.
I don't know why, but the glacier ice is like a magnet to a whale.
Hmm. So when it's along the lead, that's one advantage of being near it?
Yes.
That's
so that you can't close to that thing.
Yeah.
The whale is going to come right by.
Catches their eye.
Yeah, the mother whaler should be telling you that if there's glacier ice right next to the open lead, that's where they're going to go.
Yeah, well, I've heard people say that. I didn't know if it was more just because you're close to drinking water.
No, it's bright.
Yeah.
The intensity of that ice is different than the salt that the ice has around it.
And
somehow the whales know it.
Mm-hmm. But I wonder. I don't know a whole lot about the algae that's under the ice, but that's probably different when can you have the multi-year ice and the saltwater ice.
The multi-year ice is like a magnet to a whale. I don't know why. I mean, I've been on glacier ice, multi-year ice, enough to know that you put your camp close to the edge of that multi-year ice, the whale is going to swim right next to you.
That's interesting.
And it's a good source of drinking water.
Yeah. Well, do you see those multi-year ridges? Do they tend to ground better than the first-year ridges? Or
the multi-year the Mongolian riches are just like a camel.
Yeah.
Just move.
So they don't typically add much to the stability?
No.
Yeah. I had actually, the first couple of years I was up here, I had that thought in my mind that they do, but yeah, the flows that I've seen are pretty low. They're not mm-hmm. necessarily huge.
One year, I don't know how many years ago, we came across a great big kind of Mongolian riches. It was brought in, done by Nunavut. So it's Benita crew, Levitt crew, my crew, and David Levitt crew. I've seen the whales going way out there. We were up there by Narl.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously it blows out there, so I went down scouting and walked and scouted and found this Mongolian ice. And it was about maybe good 8 feet above the regular the shore fast ice we were in.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on looking at it, people, and I figured it's got to be grounded, it ain't going to move. And I thought from one to the other, and back out our crew and headed. I told what I found, and Benita followed, and Joe Miller, and then followed, David Letter crew followed, and we break trail and went up there.
Mm-hmm.
Once we set up that camp, in one day, there's four whales.
Really? Wow.
All I did was to shove my boat out and stuff.
Because that melts your ice.
Yep.
Wow. That's the first time I heard that. That's interesting. Cause, yeah, I mean, we're studying this ice. It's neat to learn how the whales actually behave along that lead.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now they've observed them a few times.
Some leads, sometimes when the whales are running, they'll be on the far lead for a while.
Yeah, too far.
Then they go too far. And then they'll go to this current that's in between. The polar ice and the shore fast ice, you have a current.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lining there. They follow that. They follow that for a while, and they see one whale saying that it has hit the shore fast ice. And after that, the other whale will start following it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pattern. It never changes.
Hmm. So they do typically follow a lead well?
Mm-hmm. But when they first come up, the young ones that come up first are always close by. And they go north, and they come back, and they go north, and they go back and forth. Then they finally head north.
Mm-hmm. It's just the young ones?
Yeah. But the other ones, when they come by, they don't look back. They're heading toward Canada somewhere.
So the young whales you typically get a couple shots at because they go back and forth.
Yeah, you play an AI, come out. And
yeah. I think that answers all my questions.
Okay. Look for glacier ice, and that's why them guys were scrambling trying to find a spot to go whaling out there at Narl. And everybody was launching off that one little flat pan of ice.
You these guys out here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't really figured out why everyone was congregating in that area. I didn't know if it's because these ridges were.
Yeah, there were too many pressure ridges. They had to go through them, make a ramp up and ramp down. You go through the pressure ridges. See, what they need to do is make a ramp and come up and go on top of the pressure ridge, flatten it out.
Mm-hmm.
You can go a long way just flattening the top out of the pressure ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we do sometimes.
You stay on top?
You stay on top. You get a 10, 12 foot wide road on top, smooth, you can look long distances.
Yeah.
Well, there are other people where we're not around trying to go zigzag in and out. Trying to get down there, we just go right over the pressure ridge and have pretty much a straight line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I was on it was David Levitt's trail last year. I don't know if you were out there, but his trail did
Hello.
Just sat on a ridge.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Are you Uncle Harvey?
Hi.
Hey. How are you?
Good.
Well, I'll let you.
Yeah, I thought you guys were coming all tomorrow. And I said, no, no, no. Sorry,